Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Xiaohan Zhao. I'm from UC Santa Barbara. Today, I will give a presentation about our paper, Orion Shortest Path Estimation for Large Social Graphs. As we all know, in recent years, online social networks become more and more popular throughout the world. Until today, Facebook has more than 450 million users. LinkedIn has over 70 million users. And in China, Renren Graph has 150 million users. All these numbers show that the online social network have super large social graphs. These massive graphs capture the huge number of users and their relationship. What does this mean? This means we can extract a lot of information from these graphs, such as the user community and their connectivity, all the social influence of users, all the potential friends for users, and so on. So if we can properly analyze this massive graph, we can build a lot of interesting applications over them. For example, if I'm a company, I want to promote my product on the Facebook. So the easiest way for me is to put my advertisement on the page of every user. But if there are a lot of such companies, the great number of advertisements will drive the user crazy. Right? Well, let's try a better way. Maybe we can start from some node and use their relationship to propagate our information throughout the network. How can we select the start node? One way, we can start at a random node. In this example, it takes about 4 hops to propagate our information throughout the network. But if we can find the most influential node in the graph, we only need fewer hops. Still in this graph, the most influential node only need 2 hops to propagate our information. So as a company, we want to find the most influential node so that our advertisement can efficiently spread throughout the world. Here is another example. In this example, I'm a user in online social network. And I found some of my friends know a professor named Bob. But we all know Bob is a very common name in the world. So there will be a lot of Bobs in the network. If I start a search, what can I get? There are thousands of Bobs in the search result. Bob 1 is randomly put in the search result. So this makes me very unhappy. Okay, but we all know the potential friends of a user can be very close to the user than any others. So if we can rank the search result based on the social distance from the Bobs to me, what can I get again? Because Bob 1 is very close to me, so he is at the top of the search result. I feel very happy about this result. However, today, we still don't have these applications. Why don't the current online social network provide this application to us? The answer is the node distance computation is too hard to compute in the large social graphs. Why is it so difficult to get such distances? This is all because of the limitation of the node distance algorithm. Currently, we use breadth first search in an unweighted graph. It starts from a single node and explores its neighbors, and this procedure will repeat until all the nodes are detected. In weighted graph, Dijkstra is a similar algorithm. And sometimes we also use Floyd-Warshall algorithm to compute distances between all pairs of nodes. Here we list their time complexity. We notice that if in large social graph, we use this algorithm to compute the node distance, the time will be very high. Let's take a look at a real example. Recently, we just get a graph from Chinese Facebook Renren. It contains 43 million nodes and 1 billion edges. Based on our test, it takes about 1 hour to complete a single BFS search. That means the current node distance algorithm cannot scale with the size of the graph. So, can we find a scalable solution to this problem? Our answer is yes. We can design a scalable system for large social graphs to compute the node distance. Because in online social network, real-time queries are very important. So we want to optimize the query time. It should be constant. But there is no free lunch. We need to pay for it by doing some pre-processing. The biggest problem for us is how to achieve the constant query time. One of the easiest way is to compute the distance in the of two nodes in the Euclidean space. So for this purpose, we would like to map the node in graph into a fixed dimension Euclidean space. We call this system as a graph coordinate system. And in this paper, we propose a prototype system named Orion. Here is a simple example. In this graph, in this fully connected social graph, we can use breadth-first search to compute small portion of distances between any nodes. And then we use this mirror distance to calibrate the node position in the Euclidean space. After all the nodes have their coordinate, they can easily compute their Euclidean distance. For example, for node B and node D, they have their two-dimension Euclidean coordinate. So they can easily get their Euclidean distance. It is 2.2 here. It's very close to its real distance in the social graph, 2 halves. So that means we can use Euclidean distance to estimate the shortest path between any two nodes in the social graph. This is the basic idea of our system Orion. Okay. In the rest of my presentation, I will give some detail of our system design, and I will show some experimental results. Before I go to the conclusion, we also show the performance of applications built over our Orion system. Before I give any detail about our system, I want to clarify the design goals of our system. First of all, scalability is the most important property of our system. That means the pre-processing time should scale linearly with the size of the graph. And because BFS is very expensive, we want to minimize the number of BFS operations. The second goal here is accuracy. That means we need the estimate distance should be as accurate as possible. And finally, we want our system to be faster convergence. So for each node, they can quickly find their best position in the Euclidean space. That's the meaning of this goal. With the three goals in our mind, we gave two approaches for our system design. The first one is the physical spring system. In this system, we assume there are springs between any two nodes. So these springs will push or pull the node to their best position. Here is one example. This is the node in the social graph, and at first, every node will be randomly positioned into the Euclidean space. Then, the node can use their real distance to its neighbors to calibrate its position in the Euclidean space. For example, for node B and node E, their real distance is longer than their estimate distance right now. So the spring between them will push node E away from node B. Then, node E measure its distance to node D and found it should be shorter. So the spring between them will make node E get closer to node D. So in this spring system, each node need to compute their distance to its neighbors. That means the BFS search is very large. And we notice that for each node, once they use their real distance to calibrate its position in the Euclidean space, its relative distances to other nodes may change. So that means it needs to compute its coordinate multiple times. So this system is slow convergence. Let's have a look at another approach. This is the landmark-based approach. In this approach, well, firstly, we will fix several nodes as the landmarks, and we measure their real distance between each other. Then we use the simplex downhill, which is an optimization algorithm to compute its coordinate in the Euclidean space. After that, every node can use these landmarks to calibrate their position in the Euclidean space. So in this approach, we only need to know the distances from the fixed landmark to all the other nodes. The number of BFS operations is small and constant. And we use simplex downhill to compute coordinate for each node only once. So this means a landmark-based approach can quickly converge to the best position for the node. And based on our experiment, we found that the two approaches have almost the similar accuracy. Then, the landmark-based approach is the best choice. Since we already choose the landmark-based approach in our system, we have two important questions to answer. The first one is how to select the landmarks, and the second one is how to compute the coordinate for landmarks. First, I will answer the first question. Intuitively, we know that highest degree nodes can be the landmarks because the highest degree node have more connectivities to all the other nodes. They form the backbone of the social graph. But social graph follows the power law distribution. So the highest degree node tend to connect with each other and form a cluster. We want our landmark can cover the whole graph better. So landmark separation is needed. In our experiment, we require the landmarks at least to have two hops away from each other. Since we already have landmarks, we need to compute them. As I mentioned before, we can use the global simplex downhill to compute the coordinate for landmarks. For k landmarks in d dimension space, the time complexity is big O k squared d. However, in large social graphs, k can be large. It's up to 100 in our experiment. So if we use global simplex downhill to compute the large number of landmarks, the time will be very high. In order to reduce the time complexity, we propose an incremental approach. In this approach, we divided the landmarks, the right node in this graph, into two groups. We selected the top 16 highest degree node as the initial group. It's very small. And the rest of landmarks are in the secondary group. Then, we take two steps to compute landmarks coordinate. In the first step, we still use global simplex downhill to compute their best position in the Euclidean space. After that, every landmark can use their distance to the initial landmarks and compute its own coordinate. Because the node, the landmarks are added one by one, once they have their coordinate, they can be used for other node computation. Okay, we already know the details of our system design. I will show some experimental results. All our experiments right now are tested on four data sets, which are collected from Facebook. This data set contains hundreds of thousand nodes, so I think they are large, but we can trick the result. So we use two evaluation metrics here. The first one is relative error. We use it to quantify the accuracy of our system. It is the estimate error divided by the real distance. And we also want to know the efficiency of our system. So we use computational time as the second evaluation metric. First, I will show the accuracy of our system. As we all know, the dimension of the node coordinate will impact the accuracy of the system. So we increase the number of the dimension from 2 to 14. And from this result, we found that generally our ORAN produces fairly small errors. When the dimension is more than 6, the average relative error is smaller than 0.2. And when the dimension increase, the accuracy of our system can be improved. But we all know that the dimension increase will also increase the computational time, both for the pre-processing time and the query time. So we need to find a trade-off between the efficiency and the accuracy. 10 dimension is the best choice for us. During our experiment, we also record the computational time. It includes two parts, the pre-processing time and the response time. In pre-processing, we compute the coordinate for all the nodes. For a 300,000 node graph, it only needs 2 hours. Because it is a one-time cost, so it's acceptable. And based on our observation, we found that the time can scale linearly with the size of the graph. But if we can add more machines into our computation, we can easily parallelize our system across the clusters. This will help to reduce the pre-processing time further. After that, we can use the node coordinate to compute the distance. So we test the average query time, which is used to compute the distance between a pair of nodes. Our ORAN system only needs 0.2 microseconds. It is 7 orders of magnitude faster than B BFX. Since our system is designed for the graph applications, we will show the performance of the applications over it. Here, the application is the node separation matrix computation. Node separation matrix are used to characterize the graph structure, and it is very common for graph analysis. The matrix includes radius, diameter, and average path length. Here, we show the result of average path length estimation. This chart shows that our ORM produces errors less than 0.3 hops compared to the real distance. And also, we implement our ORM system into two more complex applications. And if you are interested, you can read our paper for more details. Then, let's go to the conclusion. We propose ORM, which is a scalable graph coordinate system for node distance computation. And based on our test, we found the time complexity is very low. For a 300,000 node graph, it only needs 2 hours to complete the pre-processing, and our system can be parallelized across cluster. And the response time for each per pair of distance, we only need 0.2 microsecond. It is almost a constant. And finally, we prove that our ORM system can accurately support the graph applications. In our ongoing work, we have two directions. One is about the dynamics in social graph. Right now, our system is designed for the statistical graphs. In the ongoing work, we will investigate the impact of graph dynamics on the distance, and then improve our system to heuristically update the graph embedding at runtime. And we also want to examine the use of our graph coordinate systems on the weighted graph. This is the second direction for our field work. So that's all for my presentation, and thank you.
Hi, very nice work. There is like one thing that kind of like confused me, because when you talk about like shortest path, from graph theory, I would expect like to actually like know the path between like any two individuals, kind of like which is the path that I should follow if I want to be introduced to your advisor, for example. So I should go like from here, there, on the other side. So like when you talk about like this, because basically you can like translate the physical distance into like this particular path. Are we losing this information or not?
Can you repeat your question?
For example, imagine that I want to be like connected with with Ben, your advisor.
Yeah.
Right. So I know that there is like a path that is like goes like the director of my lab to Ben, but your system would give you that you have like distance two, but that distance two doesn't give me like the path that I should follow to go to that particular person. So do you think that your system can actually like generalize and provide you the actual path between two persons? Because that's what like a shortest path is.
So in social graphs, the shortest path is actually the hops between the smallest hops between two nodes. So that's the real distance we calibrate our coordinate, right? And I'm not sure what do you mean if we don't use these hops to count the shortest path. What do you mean?
Okay.
We don't mean the situation with
that
right now.
Because probably like what?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
For now, we have the distance.
Oh, it's very impressive already. I know.
Yeah.
Hello. So how will you deal with the fact that landmark can become less important and with time new landmarks can appear, and so you need to recompute the distances from these landmarks for all the previous nodes?
So you mean that is in the dynamic graphs. Right now, we only design for the statistic graph, and we are looking into the problem in our ongoing work.
Yeah, so you don't have any feeling about how this could scale or if this is feasible or not. Now you're still working on it, I assume.
Right now, it's hard to see, but that's an interesting question we can discuss later.
So I had a question. I mean, for your initial motivation, it seems that I would only really care about the Bobs who are one or two, maybe three hops away, but, you know, four versus five versus six might not matter that much. So do you have any sense whether your accuracy improves or gets worse as a function of the graph distance? Are you more accurate closer or further away?
Oh, you mean our system is accurate for the long distance, not for the short distance?
Or did you notice a pattern there?
Actually, we tested our system, and we found that for 90% distance, we can have less than 0.4 error. And I mean, if this is the shorter distance between nodes, we only have less than one hop error.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Other questions? All right, let's thank the speakers.